With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. The Clark Fork River in Missoula has, at 13 feet, reached major flood stage. This is causing new problems and exacerbating long-standing concerns. Edward O'Brien reports.
The National Weather Service says the Clark Fork's expected to crest at 13.4 feet by Saturday, putting it at its highest flow in almost 40 years. That's caught the attention of Missoula County Environmental Health Specialist Travis Ross.
One aspect of this flooding that we're paying particular attention to right now is the threat of berm failure at the former Smurfit Stone Mill site in Frenchtown.
That mill closed in 2010. A 2-mile-long, unmaintained earthen berm is all that sits between the Clark Fork River and the contaminated industrial site that contains toxic gunk such as metals and dioxins.
There are two main threats of failure. It can happen as water overtopping the berms, which right now there's 7 to 8 feet of freeboard.
Freeboard, that's the amount of space the river has before getting over the berms.
The other thought is what's considered hydraulic failure from the current of the river hitting the upstream end of that berm.
The Army Corps of Engineers was scheduled to inspect the berm's integrity Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, Missoula Search and Rescue was called to assist several men in a transient camp under the southwest corner of the Reserve Street Bridge Thursday. Their campsite was rapidly transforming into an island. Jeff Brandt is a member of the county's incident management team.
So it wasn't a full-on rescue boat, but we did send folks out in dry suits. We were able to escort some of those folks up and out of there. One male needed to be rescued. We do have one person there that said he was staying no matter what.
87-year-old Melvin Brecht was one of the men who voluntarily left the camp. Brecht says he
went down to the store last night and bought a bunch of groceries, planning to stay there that we wouldn't be able to move back and forth for a week or so. But thank God for the fire department.
Authorities were searching for places to house the other men who decided to leave their riverside camp. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.